the calling of the mystic awakening in the flowering of the heart, everybody.
We live in extraordinary times. Of this there is no doubt. The word awakening is used over and over to describe this epic pace of advancing insights and understandings into how the universe works. It's led us into innovation and invention unlike anything mankind has ever known. Hi, I'm Adam T. Gardner. Over time, I've become a whole food, whole herb medicine man. I'm the visionary for America's Medicine Wheels and creator of the Human Accelerator website. And I see myself as being just like you, filled with wonders about this amazing age we're all in. The Second Genesis Awakening one-hour radio show is going to bring it all home. Expose how evolutionary our lives can become every day. Your host, Deborah Bruintout, singer, songwriter, mother, and intuitive facilitator, is going to take you on a journey into the lives of folks just like you and me, who saw what was possible and took actions that have accelerated our lives into a whole and new reality. It's a level that, well, even our most advanced scientific insights don't realize yet how our daily lives can have this genetic activation of a second Genesis awakening and birth. It's written within the very fabric of our spirits, woven into every cell in our flesh. It's a truth we always knew was there, as its mysterious way transforms so many of our open hearts. Now, here's your host, Deborah.
And we welcome you to this Second Genesis Awakenings Radio Hour. We're with Syndicated Dream Vision Radio, and we're also syndicated for our work that we're doing here. We're a part of the Sustainability, Regeneration, and Green Platform shows, and we're live, Boston, and worldwide. I'm your host, Deborah, and I just want to thank you so much for being here and for your listening, and thank you, and sending many blessings to all of you wherever life finds you right now, whatever your circumstances in this moment, in this present moment, sending you so much love and gratitude for just being who you are on this planet right now. You can also listen to this show anywhere you want, whether you're on your phone, Alexia, in your car with your Bluetooth. And I'm just so delighted to share with you something that has really helped me in my life, and it's music. Mm-hmm. I love to sing since I was very young and love to write songs. And this song is a song by Karen Drichter, and she's an artist and a songwriter. And we've played it before for those that have heard it. I am so blessed, and I'm calling this a songversation on radio for you. So here it is.
I am so grateful. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that I have. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed.
I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that I have. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed. I am so blessed.
I am so blessed.
I am so blessed.
I am so blessed.
I am so grateful for all that I have. I am so blessed.
I am so blessed.
I am so blessed. I am so grateful.
I am so blessed.
I am so blessed.
I am so blessed.
I am so blessed.
So grateful for all that I have. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that I have. So blessed, I am so grateful. I am so blessed, I am so grateful. I am so blessed, I am so grateful. I am
Well, you know, there's so much going on, and today I wanted to really get into Deborah's in the House. And Adam T. is busy doing so many things around here for our organic gardening and getting the soil and going out, actually, and bringing dump trucks in today. So I am feeling so very blessed to be in a place where the organic is happening in our life. And that's so many things that I'm blessed and that I feel blessed for. And I would like to encourage all of us, especially with so much going on. Sometimes it's like so much at once for all of us. You just get this done and then there's another thing, and it's just one thing after another in 2020. So how do we keep everything about us? And one thing that has helped me throughout my whole life is counting my blessings and being with the word I am. And so I thought today I wanted to talk about I am so blessed and encourage all of us to stop and take a few moments. I wanted to give out an assignment, one that was given to me many, many years ago when everything was falling apart in my life, at least it seemingly, with my daughter in a coma and my brother was suffering with HIV, and then my father with leukemia. It all happened within a few years. So with that said, I had someone give me what I'm asking for you is an invite, an assignment, because I feel like this really helped me, and it is to write a letter to yourself, a handwritten letter. And in that handwritten letter, you write the I am. And the reason that I would like to talk about the I am in handwriting connection is that handwriting, they have found, and I was told this when my daughter Crystal was in her coma, that there's a right brain and a left brain, and I read all about right brain and left brain and quadrants of our brain. And what they found about handwriting, which I'm here to say and share what my experiences are, handwriting would increases your neural activity in a certain sections of the brain, similar to meditation. So being a writer or someone that's listening to music and all the high-tech magnetic resonance imagining has needed, shown that there is, when you do this handwriting, it increases the neural activity in certain sections of your brain. And it's much like meditation. And it's quite, so why would that bring spirituality? And is there a connection with the words I am when you write that? And I wanted to address both of those things about the physical logic, physical part of our body in our brains. So it's like, why would the words I am be so powerful? And the words I am precede the subconscious beliefs, your programming of yourself with, and thereby literally tell you how to feel in your body and mind. These words are instruction to the greater mind. The universe, to form an outer reality to match whatever word you choose to insert after the words I am. So when you write your letter, I would ask you that you go to your feeling place. If you're feeling, whatever you're feeling, whatever is going on in your life, and it might not feel good at all, the burdens you're feeling, all of things that just keep coming to us all, and it's a worldwide thing that's happening with COVID, or it can be in so many things that are going on for all of us. It's a time where we get to awaken. And so this is a tool that I use that assists me. So I would write my letter, but before I did it, and I ask you to do the same, go into the feeling place and practice, see if it works, you know. Just give it the tool and say, I am healthy. I am happy. I am COVID-free. I am in great health. And then you go to your feeling, I am feeling. And I know this is not new to so many of us because of the I am many places where we have, like Louise Hayes, or many people are here and have written books, and the Hay House. But I'm just reminding us the power of the words, the power to feel. Well, just the other day, I was getting mentally all these things coming at me, and I remembered, oh yeah, I'm going to use my handwriting, because I had learned what we were talking about with my daughter and how it increases the neural activity in certain sections of the brain. So I was very excited. I thought, well, I'm going to, you know, do that. I'm going to approach that And then I was thinking, well, why does handwriting, I am, matter? And the more that I looked at it, in general, the left hemisphere controls speech, conversation, arithmetic, and writing. Excuse me, the left, I hope that's what I said. The left hemisphere controls speech, comprehension, arithmetic, and writing. So in that left brain, you're going to open up the channels. And even having your body write makes a difference. The right hemisphere controls creativity, spatula in ability, artistic and music skills. The left hemisphere is dominant in the hand and the language in about 92% of people. And I'm getting this from the Wikipedia. So I know that I had read, oh, and the Mayo Clinic had done a lot of Mayfield, excuse me, I'm used to saying the other Mayfield Clinic has done a lot of research, and this is back into 2018. So I also wanted to say, why would the part of the brain be associated with spirituality? I mean, why? And what they found is the activity in the parietal cortex and the area of the brain involved in awareness of self and others, as well as the attention processing. So when you're processing and you're using this handwriting, it seems to control an element among individuals who experience a variety of spiritual experiences, according to a study published back in May 29 of 2018. So that made sense to me, because I knew that I was experiencing my chemistry, my thinking, my feeling were all connected. And the power of the I am in just working it and asking with a real intent, with that you really, that sincerity, you know, that's the thing. I just wanted to go into that. And many of you probably know this, but I learned this a long time ago with what we were going through with my daughter and her coma and her brain. We were working with some people from the San Francisco at the time with the Institute of Learning and the Delacati Institute, if I'm saying that right. It's way back in the day. But they came and spoke to me on the telephone because Crystal was in her coma. And she was really quite deep, and she was still in the ICU. And I said, I really want to know, how can I get her to come more awake? And so they talked to me, and they were beautiful people. And I had heard about them and been just right at the right place when I heard someone sharing about this. And so I called them. And I would do this with Crystal. They taught tools, and they did right brain and left brain of the cortex, because it was all studies way back in, I would say, back in the 1980s. And so they taught me how to touch her feet and continuously do it, and her hands, and because there's no response in the brain. So I started, and I showed my family how to help her and how to do things that would bring her more forward, more to an awakened state. And she did start to come out. There were times when she started to laugh. She would go back. So then I said, well, why doesn't she come out all the way? And they said, well, she's now what they call a semi-coma, where they're in and out. And we don't know. It will just continue to learn from the experience of what she's doing. So that's how I became, just letting you know my experiences of my journey, that it does matter when we know the tools. And so I'm wanting to share with you today just some of Deborah's tools, you know, that I've used. And being a songwriter and a singer, I really enjoy writing. And I like to take my pen in my hand sometimes and just sit and ask. And after I've done my I am exercises with handwriting. And a lot of songs started to come, a lot of lyrics started to come. And that's my journey. I know that the feelings can change, that things can, that there's an exercise, like exercising your brain, exercising your body, exercising your muscles. And it, and again, we talked about the spiritual part, the area of the brain. So spiritual experiences by exercising that. And so that's my assignment if you want to try it. And if you get, you know, try. But if you want to, you pick up the pen and you say, I want to know this. So enjoy. And it's all about I am so blessed today. And ways to get out of our rational minds in a way that so much is coming at us, and you think this, and I think this, and because you don't think the way I do, or I'm going to say vote the way I do, I think that, I just said the word I think, but literally to be kind is the answer to love ourselves, to love yourself, to take good care of yourself and pick up your tools. And there's so many wonderful things that we can all do. Well, I'm going to take a breather and we're going to come back in. I'm Deborah Bruentout, and this is the second Genesis Awakenings Radio, and thanks for joining me. And I have more with Why Go Organic and some more of my stories that I want to give in any way I can to assist you on your journey.
Adam T. Gardner here with thehumanaccelerator.org. Just wanted to let you know we've got a wonder-filled curriculum put together. The website's a gathering place for what's called our We Community. We're working to build America's medicine wheels, where you'll be able to sample the most advanced regenerative medicine and lifestyles ever known. But you don't have to wait for us to finish the building in order to begin your adventure into insights and understandings that'll be at our completed cultural center near Zion National Park. You can join the We Community for free. We've got over a dozen videos to share about us, about life, about the possibility that mankind now has to live free of all sickness and disease. That's thehumanaccelerator.org. See you there. Adam T. Gardner here with thehumanaccelerator.org, just letting you know we've created what I like to call the B movie. It'll make you laugh, I promise. It'll make you sigh with relief. It's finally here, this truth whose time has come. We've divided it into segments for easier viewing, which lets you zero in on thoughts you're attracted to, so it can be played over and over during those periods. It's an evolutionary sharing that'll leave you transformed in ways you never could have imagined. Becoming a whole food holder medicine man over a 3-decade period, I share cutting-edge ways of living that'll seem new because of the modern insights we have, yet it's an ancient lifestyle, genetically and epigenetically wired into every cell of the human body. Go to thehumanaccelerator.org and take the ride of your life. For just over 200 years, mankind has been capable of accessing insights and understandings of how the universe works, unlike any other moment in man's history.
This age has brought unimaginable wonders into our lives. But what if there were a new way to learn? An evolutionary next step where we will actually
see, smell, taste, touch, and hear wonders we never knew existed until now.
Catch the Human Accelerator with Adam T. Gardner every Tuesday at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by going to dreamvision7radio.com, your internet choice for inspiration and vision.
We'll see you there.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And welcome back to this half of the show. And I'm your host, Everyone Tout. And today we are being with I Am So Blessed. And in this time of being thankful. And as we do this, there's a technique that I want to share with you that I've done for 10 years in Utah here, in southern Utah. We had a Vision Quest group I've shared with that. And every week I would do a meditation. And then we would follow it with just positive energy and send it out to everyone in the world and light. And we all came back for 10 years because it really brought peace to us. And to say I am peaceful and to feel it. So that's, I would like that for you, for myself, and for our world, that we feel that peace. So I'm going to do a meditation for you, and let's go into that now. So if you will, just take a few breaths. Breathe in and breathe out and take some 4 clearing breaths. I call them clearing because what you're going to do is you breathe in very deeply in through your nose. You're breathing in the love and all that goodness and all that is releasing anything, any burdens from you, anything that is disturbing your world and your inner soul. So you do that breath. I breathe in again. Deep, hold it for a few moments. And when you're ready to let go, let out all the negativity, all that has been happening. And just sigh, a really big sigh, because this is a clearing breath. It clears you so that you can relax more into who you really are. Breathe in, fourth, that's your third coming up. Just let it go, let it flow, and relax, and take a few moments, this is for you, and let yourself know this breath, this next breath, or if you've had several, it's okay, but the next breath, you just take it in as deep and deep. This is the really big relaxation, to just let it all go. And in your mind, you can just feel, I am clear. I am hopeful. And in that moment, as you breathe, you think for yourself and your heart and your mind, and just releasing all the burdens. It's just time for you to let it go through your body. And now your breaths are that of releasing the burden releasing anything that does not belong to you. Just let it go. That's the way you do it. That's right. Just let it go. And continue to think the things, the thoughts, the feelings that you want to let go of. You can address those feelings with love. And so that love, it might not be in the rational mind, but it is deep in the light within your heart. And just ask that you feel this vibration, this resonance. Ask. And take that time to listen, to breathe and listen to your heart, to the healing that is available right here, right now. And you breathe in the light, breathe in the love, and all burdens you're just releasing. And as you release them, if you're home and in a quiet place, then you can close your eyes and just relax. If you're, I don't know, wherever you are listening to this, if you're anywhere else that you need to be alert, then you, this one's for you. You stay, keep your eyes open and you just listen. And know that there is this oceans and oceans and oceans of love from the great universe and from that which is within you. And you just let in that light. And that those of you that can relax into it and with your eyes closed, just relax and see if you see colors. And those that any colors or thoughts or feelings, just breathe in. And if there's any negativity, let it go. And that the light and the peace that was meant for you, it is your birthright. It is that part of your great place where all things are bringing to you peace now. And I like it to say, I am peace. Peace, be still. I am. I am peace. Peace, be still. And if there's any pain and heartache and so much sorrow, just let it go. And just ask and call. And I like to call on our angels, on the great creator. As I listen to this flute music, great creator is what our Native American brothers call, and many of us call to so many ways of this pure divine love within us all. And now you just be still and know that I am, and just feel the sensations in your body. Feel that place where it just resonates and you feel more and more calm, that there is a place within you where you can go wherever you're at any time, and there's a power that is accessible and unlimited access for you. And there are so many that love you, and it's important that you love you. And no matter what's going on, no matter where you are loved. You are light. And let that light flow and bless the Mother Earth down below your feet. Bless you and be with the blessings of this season. And though things might not be as they have been, be with that and let go. And you say, I am creative. I am creative. I am powerful in the peace of knowing what to do next. And the power is in the present moment. So if your mind goes here and there, you just watch it, because that's its job. It gets us to work. It gets us to do the things that we daily do. But this part is connecting to the spirit, to the spiritual experiences. That area of your brain is the awareness of self. And that is the love of self. So it is time to be in the love of that which you are. Now take a few more breaths. And think of those people you love, and counting your blessings, the happy times. Let them just flood in like an ocean or a fresh breeze. Those favorite places you love to be, just be there in your heart. They're alive. They bring joy. Those are the gifts that were given to you, those gifts that make you happy. And being happy, I am blessed, I am happy, I am grateful. And then you start saying, I am grateful for those that you love right now. Those things that make you happy or bring happiness, they don't make you, they bring you happiness. Bring you joy, because that is the true nature of what's possible in the activity of the area of the brain that is being reminded of that its opening and its great intelligence and omnipresence of connecting and listening and being guided. You are, I am guided. And I know that every day I live, I am guided and loved, and my love is increasing for myself, so I love others. Now take a few moments, and thank you for listening in this meditation. And to know and feel the powerful connection that is here. And if this begins to radiate, which it radiates and radiates, let it radiate through and resonate, and just take time wherever your experience is. And if it's and whatever it is, because we're each different listening, that's why I say if. Wherever you are, it's okay, and it's going to be okay because it's okay. And you take these times for yourself, because there's more to give when you are taken care of. So thank you for being with me in this meditation. Now I want to go into a little bit about why I also, the tool that I began to experience a long time ago was this experience about organic and plant-based eating, and how Adam T. talks about it a lot, is that there is a vibration and intelligence that is automatic when you eat it. It was like, I remember, so I'm just sharing my experience with you, years and years ago, when it was like, I thought, somebody said, carrots will help your eyesight. I says, I said, what, I have to turn into a rabbit? Because you're going to eat so many carrots. And they said the beta carotene is really good for the eyes. And again, the eyes are the awareness to everything around us and to see clearly everything. So I thought, I definitely want, as I grow older, I want to keep my eyes. I want to keep the sight. And so I decided, well, that's interesting, and it correlated to me that food, every food that I eat that's plants from the garden, that's living, is literally giving its life and its spirituality in a way for me. And it's like such an increase, and it brings a whole new way of expressing myself, feeling the reality of what it is to live a plant-based diet. So I'm just sharing that with you because in that I ate, it wasn't organic. There wasn't as much organic, and I wasn't aware of it back in, I would say, 1996 or so. And so I learned more about organic, and I started to ask, well, why would I go organic? Well, and why would I grow organic? As I talked with you, Adam T. now is going and getting truckloads and truckloads of organic from a, we've got a farm, and they took the dirt and put it over by the mountains, and we asked, can we pay you? And we could have this organic garden, you know, the soil. And so they're giving it, we're buying organic from gardens that were organic fruit trees. So it's kind of exciting. That's happening now. But I'm talking about back then, it's funny how we grow and increase in certain things that we desire. But when you grow your own organic food, you know exactly where it comes from. And you're safe in the knowledge that there are no chemicals involved. Having control over what you eat means that you'll enjoy more flavorful, tastier foods that free you from pesticides, which can induce disease and defects. So, yeah, I really like that nowadays we're feeling so, everything feels so uncontrollable, but what we put in our mouth, it's become so sacred. It really is. Wherever you are, it's all sacred. But I'm sharing my journey to say about organic foods. I love the more beneficial nutrients. I love the antioxidants. And when they're conventionally grown counterparts and people with allergies or food, which I had, I couldn't breathe. So we've talked about that on many shows with Adam T. and myself, and had asthma, and now I no longer have an inhaler by my side for 5 years now. Most of my life I did have an inhaler by my side. But when I look at those allergies to food, and I started to eat the only organic foods, they have less pesticides. Okay, so pesticides, you know, that's another whole story. But they're poisons. Everybody knows that. I mean, sometimes we don't want to see it or look at it. And it's like, well, I can't now. There's so much going on. And so I'm aware of all of that. I'm saying, you know, it's okay. It's okay to start your journey wherever you are. If you just start by eating one thing, an apple, I would say, why go all organic? Because for me, what I found is that I feel that along on putting this together, that like the letter to myself way back then and the I am, I found the automatic harmony of the two coming together with my body, spirit, mind, and soul as it literally activates my DNA and increases my health, which health is the optimum we all want, especially right now. And so wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, you know, whatever you're eating, I would just say, I would encourage to, and there are many that are listening going, yes, I already know this. And yes, it's just, it just brings so much life and the intelligence from the plant kingdom, like the beta carotene in the carrot, all of everything you eat knows exactly what to do for the body, and it goes there, and it brings light and healing. So that's just my way of looking at it. It made sense to me, just like the writing of handwriting, just like Crystal when she was in her coma. All of that has come together for me. And the truth is when you pick up the tool. So that's all I'm saying. There are tools for us now and sharing some of my tools. Well, I'm going to take a breather right now. Just a quick breather, and remember that all things are possible for you, for me, and that means possible in the way that we, the choices we make. So I'll be right back, and this is Deborah with Dream Vision 7 Radio, the Second Genesis Awakenings Radio.
Adam T. Gardner here with thehumanaccelerator.org, just letting you know we've created what I like to call the B movie. It'll make you laugh, I promise. It'll make you sigh with relief, it's finally here, this truth whose time has come. We've divided it into segments for easier viewing, which lets you zero in on thoughts you're attracted to so it can be played over and over during those periods. It's an evolutionary sharing that'll leave you transformed in ways you never could have imagined. Becoming a whole food holder medicine man over a 3-decade period, I share cutting-edge ways of living that'll seem new because of the modern insights we have, yet it's an ancient lifestyle genetically and epigenetically wired into every cell of the human body. Go to thehumanaccelerator.org. and take the ride of your life. Adam T. Gardner here with thehumanaccelerator.org. For over 3 decades, I've lived an ancient lifestyle I call walking in the medicine of the plant kingdom. I've not eaten any animal flesh, no meat, no eggs, no fish, no milk, cream, or cheese for 30 years and counting. I've lived and witnessed what modern science says is impossible, and now can share piercing insights into how food is medicine and medicine can be food. I'm writing a series of books called The Second Genesis Awakenings. Book one is The Second Genesis Diet, Welcome Home. It's a diet book unlike any diet book ever written, I promise. It's available online at our website, thehumanaccelerator.org. It's also at Amazon.com. Adam T. Gardner here with thehumanaccelerator.org. In an ancient lifestyle I call walking in the medicine, I've discovered piercing insights into how the human body works in a harmonic, symbiotic relationship with the plant kingdom of life. This genetic and epigenetic dynamic gives us, each individual, the power to remove troubles from our bodies without harming or removing any organs. It's an evolutionary next step for mankind, ultimately leading into a human life free of sickness and disease. The details of this reality are in Book 2 called The Second Genesis Transformation, Passage to Spontaneous Regeneration. Go to thehumanaccelerator.org for a copy, or amazon.com. That's The Second Genesis Transformation, Passage to Spontaneous Regeneration.
And I'm back. This is Deborah with the Second Genesis Awakenings. And I am really excited to go into the segment of Thanksgiving. And I just wanted to share with you that in celebrating it this year, there are 8 ways to celebrate a virtual Thanksgiving during COVID really quickly. You can plan a shared experience no matter how distant you are, no matter how you feel closed in, and you can do something new, especially involving your children. You can come up with ideas of all the senses and spread the word to everyone. You let your child do this. Bring them involved, that they're a part of this virtual guest list. So when you begin, we're going to invite grandma, we're going to invite grandpa. You help them to create and be a part of the preparation. They can actually get on their cell phone and they can talk to grandma and grandpa. What do you like to eat? What you know, they can brainstorm with your child. So that kind of brings that good feeling again, so that everybody feels a part of it, and this is the way we're going to do it for now. You can also send, with your children, you could, send Thanksgiving care packages, drop off treats, supply guests to feel part of the fun. So it's really good for the kids. You can, you know, split a pumpkin pie on the virtual reality, you know, the virtual, I said reality, and the Zoom is, I don't know if I can say that or not, whatever media you're using, and the child can bake things to go to people's doorsteps. There's just, I'm going through a lot. Also, another really good thing is during the Thanksgiving video chat, your child could also do the host the opening and closing ceremony, and they can do the kickoff with a song or a prayer, you know, and then at the end, maybe some tradition that you've always done. So just a few ideas. You can also do a gratitude bowl, and like we talked about, the gratitude today, and think that they're thankful for, and just fun things. Then also after Thanksgiving, there will be activities. So keep it going if you'd like, and let your child and you, and just after that big dinner, wear comfy clothes, and while you're doing your digestion, just get together. Have a quiet conversation, and just remind the children that during this pandemic, that things are going to be okay. They're out of school, and they might have a lot on their mind, so just things for preparing your meals. Well, at our house, I wanted to go in, and I'm starting to do this section, and I wanted to share some of our raw food Thanksgiving dishes. And so I wanted to go into, we call it the Dixie salad, and I just want to share, there's 2 to 3 cups of pomegranates. Before I start this, I will have this again on the Dream Vision 7 radio sustainability. You go and look up Second Genesis Awakenings. Go to my page, and if you can like it, that would be great too. But we will have recipes there for you. And then on our Facebook with Dream Vision 7 Radio, we will be posting a lot of the same things. And also on my Second Genesis page on Facebook, I have recipes there too. So if we don't get all the recipes, you can go there and find some more. So for Dixie salad, there is 2 to 3 cups of pomegranate and 2 to 3 apples chopped, 2, 3 to 4 bananas sliced or diced, 1 to 2 bunches of red grapes, and a cup of chopped walnuts. You combine all the ingredients and mix it really well. Sit it in the refrigerator, and you can make some cashew cream. So I'm going to put all of this. It's actually all the recipes for a Thanksgiving dinner. I'm going to post all those. And I am so grateful just for you again. And thank you, and I just bless you, and bless me, bless everyone, and that we all get to that divine place and that place where we just relax, let it go, and know we're going to be okay no matter what. All things are in divine order. Make it a very beautiful holiday, and we'll be on again recording and live posting, and you can listen to us on all the ways that we have talked about from the beginning. So with that said, let there be peace, and the hate goes away. It just melts away. Have a great day and a great holiday.
Join us next time as the second Genesis Awakening unfolds further mysteries into how our lives can be transformed through ancient insights and modern understandings of how the universe works upon us and within us.
Now remember, the show broadcasts every Monday on DreamVision7Radio.com at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. In the meantime, you can catch me on my website anytime. Call in allangels.com. I've written a number of songs, and they're available for download on my website. That's callinallangels.com.
The Second Genesis Awakening has been a production of thehumanaccelerator.org, your We community, working to build America's medicine wheels.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.